It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern Time. Join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a free gift every week.
Warning. Side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and, wait a minute. It's a great way to take a break, but I can't promise you it's going to be 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get carried away. Sometimes we're in a hurry. But tell your boss that we try to keep it to 15 minutes. But my other warning would be that if you want to use this as your break timer, either make sure you've got a little extra time or set your own timer.
Yeah.
But enjoy roughly 15 minutes with us. Yeah, sorry about that, folks.
Well, I mean, we try to do what we need to do, and we do, but it doesn't always happen in just 15 minutes. So, but I'll tell you what, though, I would be willing to bet dollars to donuts that, speaking of 15 minutes, that you have got a word of the day, likely, on hand.
I do.
Excellent.
And it's one of my other favorite words, and I think every word's my favorite. Well, there are some I don't like, but I like words.
Sure.
Yeah, this word is feline. And it just refers to the family Felidae, which is any of 37 cat species that include the cheetah, puma, jaguar, leopard, lion, lynx, tiger, and the domestic cat. The word... Oh, that was so funny. When all of the what we call ourselves the Be Unique Gable Girls, when we went on that trip to St. Augustine, one of the tour guides took us by this museum where they had one of the world's largest rugs that had been created completely out of cat hair.
Wow.
And as he was leaving the museum, he started going, meow. And we thought, we didn't know that it was him. It was fun, though. Anyway, somebody had to save up a lot of hair, I guess. I know that Kenny, my cat, sheds hair from time to time, but he doesn't share a lot. But the word feline just means related to cats and other members of the cat family. And we're talking about cats today because Barb did some research into the healing properties of cats. And I can tell you that my cat, Kenny, is my Zen master. I call him that because he reminds me sometimes, you've been working too hard. You need to stop. You need to take a break. You need to hold me on my lap or your lap. You need to feed me. Spend some time with me. In fact, he's been kind of old. Well, he is old. He's 18, which means he's about the age of the physical condition of an 82, 83-year-old man. He's a bit of a show-off because he likes to jump when he can still, which blows my mind. He also is moving. He jumps up and down, but he still is slow moving, and he's been very quiet today, which concerns me. But we're talking about the research that Barb did. It's been speculated, and pet owners will gladly affirm that pets are good for your health. If you ask any dog or cat owner or horse, pig, chicken, rooster, whatever, they'll tell you that they can help with stress release and they encourage a healthy lifestyle. However, Kenny's encouragement is more of a sedentary lifestyle, but that can also encourage a healthy mental lifestyle if you stop thinking so much.
Well, he's not above coming and getting you and taking you away from work and
yes,
taking you out and making you sit down on the couch with him for a while.
Absolutely. And at 11, 12 o'clock at night, that's important. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to go straight from your computer to bed. It's not good for a good night's sleep. When it comes to cats, they've been doing a lot of scientific research into it, and we have been proven right in our statements that cats' purrs are healthy for us. And Jean and I talk off-air a lot about sound treatment and sound therapy and vibrational treatment.
Sure. I mean, if you, I guess theoretically you could get a whole bunch of cats to lay on you and purr.
Maybe that's why the cat lady, the crazy cat lady, might not be so crazy after all.
Might be. Well, because it's my understanding that the lower frequency parts of our body are things like our bones.
Yes.
Like it, the cat can heal your bones. You know, you'd said the lion healing a bone.
Right.
But just cats sitting on your lap.
Well, a domestic cat's purr is exactly 26 hertz. And this frequency corresponds with what scientists use in vibrational therapies to promote tissue regeneration. Now, when the body is exposed to high-intensity pressure and strength training, bones and muscles become stronger, reinforcing themselves and adding muscle. And I'll tell you, you know, we've talked on other shows about my current, I don't even want to say it's a desire, it's something I'm manifesting into my life. I feel a strong need to own a drum. I want that boom, boom, boom. Maybe it, like you said once before, the heartbeat of being within the womb of the boom, 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 boom. I just love the percussion of a taiko, the Japanese drumming. And often we'll listen to that when I'm feeling down. I'll just put on my headphones and find me a good Japanese drum on YouTube usually, and I'll listen to it, because vibrational therapy creates the same healing and reinforcement using those low frequency vibrations instead of the high impact activity. So they say theoretically a cat's purr can help healing, but it's not just about healing bones. It can work in a number of magical ways. I love that science is, that this article is including magic.
Well, I think we're moving away from the absurd idea that what we think of as science is just a physical thing that we can see and touch, because, I mean, we have all kinds of things in our world, including our senses, that are way beyond the stuff we're normally, and this real magic is what they're finding. It's no accident that some of the ancient mathematicians and scientists were also the old philosophers, you know, and linguists. It's all part of it.
Yeah. Did you know that cat owners typically have 40% less risk of having a heart attack?
Wow, that's pretty awesome. 40%.
Though petting a purring cat can lower your stress and calm you down. And I think part of that's because if you're anxious, your cat's not going to want to be around you. A cat's purr can decrease the symptoms of difficulty breathing, called dyspnea. Lowers your blood pressure. Purr vibrations help to heal infections, swelling, bone healing, growth, pain relief, muscle growth and repair, tendon repair, and joint mobility.
Wow, nice.
So do you know why cats purr, Gene?
Well, when they're happy, I guess.
Well, the common belief is that cats purr to show their happiness. But they also purr when they're frightened, severely injured, giving birth, and even while dying.
Hmm. Interesting.
A researcher in North Carolina looked deeper into why a cat would waste energy purring in its last moments. And she said, for the purr to exist in different cat species over time, geographical isolation, and so forth, there would have to be something very important, such as a survival mechanism, about the purr. There would have to be a very good reason for energy expenditure, in this case, the creation of the purr. I mean, think about it. It takes more energy to sing than it does to speak. It takes more energy to speak than it does to think. It takes more energy to think than it does to simply breathe in and out.
I wonder if the cats purr heals themselves, and so it's a natural instinct to purr when they...
Well, this says the vibration of the cat's diaphragm, which with the larynx creates the purr, requires energy. If an animal is injured, it would not use this energy unless it was beneficial to survival.
Yeah. So it might actually work toward healing themselves.
She suggested that purring be stimulated as much as possible when cats are ill or under duress. because if it is a healing mechanism, it may just help them to recover faster and could even save their lives. So a cat's purr, according to this article, I'm not sure where Barb got it, seems that it is really magical. In addition to soothing and healing the people around them, they're able to heal themselves too. So there you go. That's the end of our research. And
and it was just the other day we were talking about the world's largest rug is made out of cat hair.
Yes, yes.
That's pretty wild. I it didn't sound like there were any cats injured, by the way.
So. No, I think when you brush a cat or you feed, stroke a cat, the hair is going to come off. I can tell you that when I sweep, I get hair off the floor.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it sure does get everywhere. Well, listen, though, but we gotta go. All right, everybody, we're out of here. We're happy you chose to take a break with us today, and we look forward to hearing from you online. Please visit beunique.org for details about all of our great shows.
That's BUNEKE.org.
Bye,
everybody.
See ya.